But they keep saying, okay, you can't have this, you can't have that, you can't have this, you can't have that. It's always no, 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 no. At what point can you say that's an infringement? You know, California, one gun a month. You have to have a background done for ammunition. You can't buy it out of state through the internet. No, you were not allowed to have a 50 caliber rifle like a Barrett. It's always one little slice at a time. And I really think that what they really want to do, all you can have is a single shot 22 Derringer. Well, you still get to own your gun, don't you? But at some point, conservatives have to start doing to them what they've done to us for years. Alinsky's rules for radicals. When they keep saying this is common sense, this is common sense, those of us, the people of the gun, as they sometimes derisively call us, have to say, where does it stop? You know, you didn't stop with abortion. You ran it all the way from conception all the way out to post-birth. So that means there's no limits to what you can authorize. What about guns? Is there some kind of spot where it's obvious that there's an infringement, that you cannot go past that? I know that those anti-gunners, Moms Demand Action, Every Town, I mean, they're not just anti-gun. They are pro-civilian disarmament. And at what point do we stand up and start calling them out for it? I went to a number of the hearings this past session, and not once did I hear anyone say, including myself, say, at what point is it infringement? And nail them down to, here is the place where you will not go. Now, Steve, you and I both know that the slippery slope exists for a reason, because the Democrats are always making us slide down to the mud puddle at the end. And we know that they don't stop. It's always incrementalism. They'll go for the big gulp if they get the chance, like back in 2006 when they decided to redefine marriage to be same sex. Now they got upset when I started to ask, well, so what's so magical now about the number two? Why not three? Why not four? And they got very upset and tried to upbraid me for that. But really, we need to do that on every single area. And I really wish that, how am I going to put this? I understand that most people don't want to think politics at all. They don't want to have to think about their government at all. They just want to get on with their lives. They think that government should be down four or five, six levels. The problem is that the socialists have figured this out. So that's where they're doing all their nasty work of saying, you can't do this, you can't do that. You have to do this our way. You have to do that our way. And then at some point it all bubbles up and we go, land of the free, not so much anymore. So we have to start pushing back. I did get a commenter, and I think I sent it around to all of the Groxers saying, you know, people love us for what we're doing because we do push back. We are trying to show them how to fight back. You know, the right to know request that I do, the political activism that you're doing, what Kimberly and Susan are doing in women's firearms. I mean, all of us are political activists and not just bloggers. You know, Don Ewing with the Tea Party up in Moultonboro, the Lakes Region Tea Party. I can go down the list. Every single person who writes for Granite Rock doesn't just write, but does. We have to be more of leaders to say, this is what you have to do. This is what you have to look out for. And then come to us. We'll help you with the techniques to try to push back.
Rock Talk.